Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A little disappointing. Derek Stingley Jr., the number one pick. I almost think even more than Davis Mills, a player that most Texans fans want to see the most. And some who have not been able to come out to practice to see him, he is not playing in this game. On Saturday, which is really, really disappointing. He has looked really good at practice at times, and I really wanted to see him against other people and against that receiving core that the Saints can put out there with Chris Olave and Michael Thomas and Jarvis Landry, but he is not going to go coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, look, it's unfortunate. I think as a Texans fan, I want to see the new toy, man. I mean, yeah. I want to see him in uniform. I want to see him line up and play, even if it's just for a series. I want to see the newest number three overall pick toy that we get to go watch, you know, play for the Texans. But I don't know that it's not the right decision, a smart decision to not have him involved at this point. They've eased him into training camp as a whole. I don't know that the move would be to all of a sudden get real aggressive and throw him out there in game time action in preseason game number one.
Yeah, I mean, but what we've watched of him, you know, you feel good that he'll be ready before the season, but that he's going to be there week one.
Yeah,
I mean, he's been playing
it. I mean,
he's not had very many limitations in practice here lately.
I mean, there's no reason for any of us to think otherwise. I mean, I think he'd be ready to play if they had a real game tomorrow.
Yeah, I do too. They played. Yeah, he hasn't had limitations in practice here lately.
I just don't know what you're going to learn about about Derek Stingley Jr. in week one of the preseason. I don't know. He's a plug and play starter, so he's not out there earning his keep. He's not out there earning a spot. He's a guy that'll probably need to shake some rust.
Yeah, I was going to say, he hasn't played in a long
game.
Time.
Yeah, I mean, you'd like to see him shake some rust at some point and maybe tackle a guy in the last couple of years. But
he's been tackling people in practice, by the way.
Yeah.
I've seen him go.
I was fixing to say, what the hell, Frank? But you're right, he has.
I've seen him go to the ground.
Yeah,
he's
gone to the ground a couple times. But yeah, I mean, I would imagine that there's a time to knock off a little bit of rust, but I don't know that this week against New Orleans is it.
Well, yeah, okay, but you at least feel better he's going to be there. That's one first-round pick. The other one, however, Kenyon Green, we went to that practice yesterday at NRG.
Yeah.
And he don't even have a jersey on. And he's just on the sideline in a shirt. I mean, he don't have a jersey on. I mean, he just there's concern there. I mean, he doesn't look like he's close to get back on the field. Not quite sure what's up there. I've heard multiple reports on what it could be. But that's one that's a little bit more interesting to watch.
This one's interesting to me because we're beyond just – a little bit of soreness, maybe,
yeah.
Or we're beyond, a concussion or anything like that.
That's like about nine practices.
This is clearly something that's an ongoing issue that he's having to deal with, and so now for me, it's more about are we going to see Kenyon Green this early in this season, or is this going to be something that they've got to clean up and correct and revisit next training camp? I'm at that point with. Is he going to play this season or not?
Yeah.
More so than are we going to see him in training?
Season. Oh, you said
yeah. I mean, there's yeah. I mean, nothing specifically happened. I mean, last night was the first time I've seen Kenyon Green in it's been five or six practices.
Yeah.
So
I hadn't seen him since OTAs.
So yeah, I mean, I don't know if he's had something cleaned up and he's out for a while or if he's.
It was just weird. The other guys who were out. Like Garrett Wallow and company, they had their jerseys on. He was just in it. He was just in t-shirts and shorts.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was interesting to see. So neither one of the first round picks will be in the game coming up tomorrow. There was football last night. Clint, every time I look at the New England Patriots situation, I think it's just sillier and sillier when you have the guys who they are, who are there deciding, and Bill Belichick is deciding to run their offense. Yesterday, they had their first preseason game. They got Joe Judge and they got Matt Patricia alternating play calling. I mean, going back and forth. Like, you get a quarter, you get a quarter. I thought maybe the tight ends coach might get a quarter. Like, yeah. these two are alternating quarters. I mean, I'm sorry. I know Bill Belichick is the greatest mind maybe we've seen, but this is just dumb.
Yeah, look, I typically fall on the side of I'm not going to question what guys like Bill Belichick and Nick Saban and hell, go ahead and get your smice there, bub.
I didn't know it was going to move like that.
Well, I don't typically like to question those guys. I give them the benefit of the doubt. But when it comes down to something this extreme, I mean, you got to ask. Folks on TV, the TV media, they're visibly laughing at it. I mean, they're laughing at the decision that the best coach – that we've ever seen in the NFL, they're laughing at his decisions. And I think it's laughable. I think it's a joke. Literally, he had Matt Patricia, who was a defensive-minded coach his entire career.
Failed head coach.
He brings him in. He called the plays last night for Mac Jones and Brian Hoyer. And then they turned the play-calling duties over to Joe Judge, who is a – hell, I just listened to a podcast with Joe Judge. I mean, he is a special – he's not just a guy that got his chance, cut his teeth at special teams.
That's what he is.
He's a guy that came up as a special teams guru, and he is a failed head coach.
Now, he coached 1 year at receivers.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.